And welcome back, Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, about 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. And in studio, once again, Brian Comer with Tobias and Comer Law. It is time for another edition of Law 251. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dalton. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you in. I had a great time talking with Lacey Smith last time she came in. Got to know her really well. You guys are building, you have a heck of a team over there at Tobias and Comer Law.
Thank you. We're real happy.
Great people. And one of the things I talked with Lacey about was drunk driving. We've talked about that quite a bit over the years, and it just keeps happening. And I know you do a great job, and we try to here to get this information out to people so they can be as safe as possible and realize these statistics and how crazy they are. And it's not just drunk driving. It's distracted driving as well.
Absolutely.
And I know you've seen a ton of these cases over the years, and you've got some stats on distracted driving, but also want to kind of go into the law, civil penalties when it comes to accidents involving distracted driving. So some of the stats you've got here are crazy.
Yeah, they really are. And they really tell the story, right? So, I mean, we've talked about this before, how people think, you know, I can multitask. I can do, you know, I can text and drive, and you just can't. The research bears that out, and the numbers really bear that out. I mean, in a 25 to 34-year-old age group, 30% of drivers distracted by cell phones were in fatal crashes. I mean, you think of the magnitude of that, you know, 3 out of 10. I mean, and it's just so preventable. All you got to do is put the phone down.
Yeah. And these car makers and the people who put the electronics in those cars, I mean, you've basically got Siri, you've got Google, Android, whatever. You can talk, do these texts. I know it's not the exact same or maybe as efficient, but it's a heck of a lot safer.
Sure.
And we know that having that cell phone up in your face, yeah, you might not be driving drunk, but the effects can end up being about the same.
Yeah, you're right. And in fact, there was a study that was done by this researcher at the University of Utah, and he determined that very thing, that the level of distraction that you have, your perception reaction time is as slow when you're texting and driving as being 0.08 under the influence. And I mean, it's just, if you're not looking at the road, if you're looking at your device, you're not focused on what you need to be focused on. And that is what's in front of you. Where's the danger? Are there kids out? Are there pedestrians out? Are people stopping? And it's just so preventable if people just put the phones down.
Just put them down. Now, they're wrapping up here the legislative session in Montgomery, and I've been keeping up with them. I don't think they have any new legislation they're working on regarding driving while texting or driving on the phone. They've done that in legislative sessions past. But where do we stand on that right now? You can get pulled over if a cop sees you with a phone in your hand while you're driving.
That's right. And so it's kind of like how seatbelts used to be, how at first it was, you know, if they pulled you over for something else, you could get a ticket if you weren't wearing your seatbelt. Now that's an offense for which you can be pulled over. Same deal with a cell phone. If you've got the thing in your hand, if you're texting and driving and you know, you're not using the voice activated feature, you got it in your hand, they can pull you over and give you a ticket.
What about civilly? If there's an accident, and there are accidents all the time involving distracted drivers and innocence, and if is there like an extra penalty if they know that you were driving while texting while some accident occurred?
Yes, that's a great question. So, you know, we've talked a lot about the different damages that are recoverable, how compensatory damages, like the name suggests, are to compensate. And that's for things like out of pockets, medical bills, lost wages, things like that. If you are doing something that is in disregard of the health and safety of others, that can be wantonness, okay? And so wantonness is a step up from negligence, a step up from I ran the red light, whoops, to if you're doing something and you know that it can cause harm and you do it anyway, the Supreme Court has said, you know, that can induce punitive damages. So if you're speeding or you're swerving and you're not looking at where you're going, you've got your cell phone there, based on the data that's out there about the level of distraction, what that means, you put that in terms of what can happen, and punitive damages can be in play. And the thing that, that people don't think about with that is usually that's not covered by your insurance policy. Mm. You know, if I go out and heaven forbid, I run a stop sign and I back into or run into somebody's rear end somebody, then my insurance company has an obligation to pay for the damage that I caused up to my limits. That's not the case on punitive damages. If whether that be from drunk driving, whether that be from texting and driving, or whatever the case may be. And so there's personal exposure out there for people who do this.
Yeah. So, you know, the text messages back in the day, they cost 25 cents, remember, to send and receive.
I do remember, yeah.
So that could end up being the most expensive text of your life.
It really can.
If you're not paying attention the way you should be. What about, and one of these stats you have, just 2021 alone, in these distraction-affected traffic crashes, there were 644 non-occupants who were killed. So someone walking across the street or bicycling, someone completely uninvolved in that motor vehicle and the driving of it. What can folks do to protect themselves? Since people aren't going to stop driving distracted, what can you do if that happens to you?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. First, you know, be defensive at all times. Always be aware of your surroundings, okay? And that's true whether you're in the car and you're driving, whether you're on your bicycle, whether you're walking your dog, whatever. Be on the lookout for people around you. Assume the other person doesn't see you. Assume that that they're not paying attention. And have in your mind, and it's sad that we have to say this, but have in your mind, what do I do if this car doesn't stop? Hmm. What do I do if this car swerves off the road towards me? Where can I escape? And that's the best that we can do. You know, I mean, the message is out there, right? And it has been for drinking and driving, people still drink and drive. For driving with while distracted, they still do it. And so that's all that we can do to protect ourselves.
Plan ahead. Yeah, I don't know if I've seen too many action movies over the years or what it is, but I'm always thinking of that exit plan.
Right.
So I'm glad to know that that's a good thing to be doing.
Sure.
to be prepared. Well, Brian, thank you so much for coming in. Some great information as always. And I want to point folks to your site because it's a great website, TobiasComerLaw.com. All the information about you and Desi and Lacey, and really appreciate the work you guys are doing.
Well, thanks so much. And I appreciate you having us.
All right. That's Brian Comer with Tobias and Comer Law. Check them out, TobiasComerLaw.com. And another edition of Law 251 right there. Coming up next, the Jeff Poor Show right here on FM Talk 106.5.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.